but was held by the side of the beautiful blonde girl, hoisting up her scanty red skirt and peeling off her panties. Directly in front of the sec man, Ryan and JB were unable to risk any sudden moves. Doc Tanner stood a little more to one side, his shoulders stooped, a defeated old man waiting for death. Suddenly, the defeated old man had a cannon in his right hand.
Laissez bon temps rouler, fucker!
A great burst of black powder smoke filled the cellar, blinding everyone. Ryan pushed Christy to one side, the G-12 falling ready to his hands and snapping off a double burst toward the doorway. The armorer's Uzi barked a quarter second later. As the smoke cleared, it was almost as though a master magician had performed a skillful illusion. Mephisto and the two sec men had disappeared. Then Ryan made out a pair of boots sprawled in a corner of the corridor, moving spasmodically. He edged sideways, seeing that all three of the Baron's men were down and done. The single scattergun round from Doc's Lama, at point-blank range, had been perfectly aimed. The shot spread just enough to hit all three men at face level. Both guards and Mephisto lay dying. The lead had ripped into their eyes and cheeks, tearing flesh from bone. The impact had been sufficient to send them all staggering backward, easy prey to the torrent of lead that followed from JB and Ryan. Doc joined the men, beaming at his success. He shifted the hammer so that it rested over one of the 36 caliber rounds.
Upon my soul, Mr. Corder, that was vastly enjoyable. To see the wicked so smitten and righteousness triumphant.
Early days, Doc, but you done real good. And you, Laurie, fucking great.
Thank you. Wanted to see the motherfuckers drown in their own shit and blood.
You done that.
The matter is not quite concluded.
Doc looked down at the three men. One of the guards was already still, his chest and stomach ripped apart by the G-12 or the Uzi, his blood and bone and intestines mingling on the floor. The second man was dying, his face shredded from taking the worst of the Lamaze shot. He was rolling from side to side, his hands holding his blood-soaked ribs.
The quality of mercy is not strained.
Still smiling broadly, Doc knelt and placed the muzzle of his pistol into the raw hole where the sec man's mouth would have been. Doc thumbed back the hammer once more, turning to look at Mephisto. The sec boss was also dying. Several pieces of shot had pocked his face, one bursting his left eye, and more bullets had stitched across his chest from Ryan's and JB's shooting. But he still breathed, flat on his back, his carbine thrown several feet away. He blinked up through the blood that ran down over his one good eye.
You still won't catch the Baron. He's too clever for you.
Christy looked coldly down at him. A sudden anger washed over her, and she spat in the dying man's face. Lori was at her side, also looking down at the sec boss with bitter hatred on her lovely features.
Best killer.
Lori lifted her foot and stamped down with all her weight. The heel of the red leather boot struck Mephisto in the center of his one good eye. Mephisto's head was rolled backward and forward. Finally, the spur on the boot was wrenched clear, tearing the flesh away like raw meat. Doc straightened, leveling the antebellum pistol, squeezing the trigger once more. Doc holstered the gun.
Should've left him gut shot.
No. Better dead.
Ryan looked along the corridor. The billowing smoke was tearing at his lungs.
Gonna be roasted if we don't move fast.
That mother said the Baron was making a run. Which way?
Gotta be across the far side, by the lagoon.
There's boats there.
Boats?
Canoes. Small ones. And the biggest mother of a gator I've ever seen in my life. Makes that one that tried for Finn look like a baby.
Ryan hesitated, then turned to the armorer.
JB, think we still gotta go help Whitey and his group? Sounds like it's going well.
Want me to go check, and you go after the Baron?
Yeah. Take Doc and the women.
Sure.
No, I'll come.
No. The way I look at this, it's kind of personal. It's like a debt.
You don't owe anything to anybody, Ryan.
Except myself, Doc. Now let's move.
The blaze had become a full-fledged firestorm. A gusting wind tugged and howled about the inferno that had once been the Best Western snowy egret. Jack's men were already mopping up, trailing and killing any of the bewildered and demoralized sec men they could find. Some had managed to escape the withering fire of the assault party and headed blindly toward the depths of the swamps. As Ryan and his group emerged from the smoke at the rear of the motel, Jack saw them and came dancing over. Hearing their news, he told them of his own success.
It's not total if some of the sect guards have escaped free.
The Cajuns don't love them. With Tamar gone, they'll kill them all. Cajuns are the Swampies.
I'm going after the Baron. Likely he's gone across the lagoon in a canoe.
I'm coming.
No, he's mine.
The boy pointed behind them to the mutilated corpse of his father, still hanging from the flagpole.
Not after that. Mine.
Time's wasting.
Ryan looked into the boy's crimson eyes, seeing the flames reflected in them. The mane of white hair, torn free from its binding, swayed in the strong wind. Ryan was a good judge of men, and he saw that he would have to kill the 14-year-old if he wanted to stop him from going after Termal.
First one there chills him, Whitey.
Ryan turned and led the lad toward the lagoon and the mysterious island. So ferocious was the blaze, so all-consuming, that within 20 minutes of the swamp wag crashing into the front of the motel, virtually the entire building had been devoured, leaving only columns of twisted metal and stone and a wind-blown mound of glowing ashes. Jack Lauren overtook the older man, leaping easily over the corpses of the sec men strewn along their way, turning and grinning at Ryan, his teeth bared in animal pleasure. The big .357 was in his right hand. Through the parking lot they ran, blinking as the wind blew a golden cascade of sparks all around them.
There! No sign!
The concrete dock, scattered with cinders, was deserted. Near the metal boats, they saw the body of a sec man sprawled near the edge of the water. His neck snapped with a single crushing blow. Jack Lauren gestured at it.
Baron's work! At least we know we're on the trail of the giant bastard!
The moon still sailed above the light clouds, its silvery glow strong enough to cast blurred shadows all around. The surface of the muddy lagoon glittered and danced with a million points of white, like a watery galaxy of stars. On the far side, Ryan could make out land and a peculiar building standing on it.
What's that?
Tamar's voodoo temple. Sacrifices of homeless goats. Girls slaughtered, children defiled. The dead made to live.
And the living made to die.
There was no sign of life on the island opposite. Ryan tried to make out what was happening. He saw some low shrubs and stunted live oak trees, enough cover to hide a platoon.
What's on the other side?
Swamp comes on far edge. Way true in good light. Trails like guts lit moccasin snake. Better never find in this dock. Wait up, then try. Don't forget, his leg's real fucking weak, like crutches. Die and take mud. We take care, and we get him.
The lad slipped to the edge of the dock, looked searchingly over the water, then untied one of the boats and climbed in. Ryan went to join him, but Jack was too quick.
Wait your turn, Ryan. He's mine. See you later.
And he was gone, the paddle slicing in and out of the ooze, the canoe darting arrow straight toward the far bank.
Fire blast!
Ryan took the next boat along, easing himself into it cautiously. He was aware of how low in the water he was now set, and recalled that there were giant, muty alligators infesting the swamp. By the time he mastered the flimsy craft, rotating it twice before attaining the right direction, Jack Lauren had already grounded his canoe and hopped out on the slippery shore. He waved triumphantly at Ryan, before disappearing into the brush, his white hair blazing like a beacon. Halfway across the lagoon, Ryan's paddle grated against something hard and serrated. Something that moved away with a sullen reluctance. It felt